Gugibic Taconite says the $1.5 billion project will create 600 jobs at what would be the largest open-pit iron ore mine in North America. Although opponents dispute the numbers, Walker says GTAC's investment will become an economic engine in an area that has some of the highest unemployment numbers in the state. Democrat Burke says she's aware of Iron County's double-digit jobless rate in Ashland County at 8.5% in May, but she says this mine, with newly passed legislation backed by Walker, would threaten public health and destroy the environment, so she will try to stop the GTAC mine.
Well, I will certainly look at every tool that I have and to make sure that we are at protecting our natural resources. You know, our air and our water are so important, not only to the people who live in the communities, but to the tourism industry as well.
Her position has evolved some since last year when she endorsed environmentally responsible mining. Burke also thinks GTAC should pay impact fees to surrounding towns that incur costs because of the 4.5-mile-long mine. And she says an economic development fund should be started to create other jobs.
We have to look at the assets and the opportunities across the northern part of the state and to understand how we can have a more vibrant economy, because I take very seriously the loss of jobs there.
Burke says she may tour the mine area and meet with tribal officials when she visits there during the July 4th weekend. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.